Live from the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites, Comedy Bites.
Oh my God, everyone, hello. It's nice to be here. I don't know if you've ever seen me do comedy before, but my look has changed this year. I don't like it. The other day, someone told me that I look like a Hillsong youth pastor who left the church but kept the wardrobe. And your laughter doesn't make that any better in any way. I looked in the mirror this morning. I was like, he's nailed that. He's absolutely nailed it. It's not good. It's nice to be here on the ABC. I used to work on the project. Did anyone watch that show? Yes. My parents, well, they always wanted me to work on the ABC. They loved the ABC. When I was growing up, we were only allowed to watch the ABC. That was it. Nothing else. As an eight-year-old, worst way to be as a little kid. I'd go to school every morning and kids would be like, did you watch The Simpsons last night? And I'd have to be like, no, but did you catch Foreign Correspondent by any chance? Actually, very interesting what's going on in Yemen right now. This is how much of an ABC household we were. My mum's hall pass, her celebrity crush, she told me this when I was a little kid, she shouldn't have, but her hall pass, her celebrity crush, was former 7:30 Report host Kerry O'Brien. Okay, now, if you don't know who that is, you don't have to know that he is not a sex symbol. He's an amazing journalist, but he is not, he looks like Pauline Hanson off the leather couch and... Mum would just be on the couch squirming, being like, oh, Kerry, you're so thorough. It was traumatic. My parents were big hippies as well growing up. My big hippies. We grew up on the south coast of New South Wales. My mum was a naturopath and my dad was a country music musician. This was the 90s, guys. It is a miracle I got vaccinated, let me tell you. And we were poor as well, like very poor. And not like today's poor. You know, everyone's like, petrol's so expensive, cozy lives. We were like proper poor. And my parents would tell me we were poor. Like as a small child, they'd be like, Sam, we're very poor. And I always remember thinking, you guys are poor. Don't bring me into it, okay? Like, I'm eight, all right? No one's gonna look to me to hold the family together. I liked working on the project. It was the weirdest job I've ever had in my entire life. Things that were like not normal would become normalized very quickly. For example, in 1 week, I met Ray Gunn and Tom Cruise. That's too much crazy for a lifetime, let alone a rostered 40-hour work. Ray Gunn told me I was a bad dancer. Yeah, let that sink in. I've been in therapy for a year dealing with that. My favourite part of working on the project was all the fun facts you would learn along the way. I still think about this one all the time. This guy came in one day, he was an agricultural specialist, and he was talking about pigs reproducing, and he told me this fact, I can't stop thinking about it. Pigs, when they have sex and they have an orgasm, the orgasm goes for 30 minutes. Did you guys know that, Melbourne? Yeah, okay, that's a long time, huh? Guys, someone say, I mean... What was that? You all just were silent. No, that is a long time, right? Thank God. Okay. It's too long. Would ruin your day, don't you think? Do you know, it's too long to be doing that activity. Think about things that go for that long, and then think about, you know, like an episode of Seinfeld, that's 22 minutes. That means that ends, and the pig's still like, you know. You know, it's a long time. You watch three episodes of Bluey back to back. The pig's still there like, don't touch me. Seriously, don't touch me. It's a wonder Peppa Pig's parents get anything done at all, really, isn't it, when you think about it? Guys, have a wonderful comedy festival. Why don't you see you later? Goodbye.
Recorded live at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.